Welcome, everybody, and happy Friday. We have arrived yet another week in the books. We're going to talk about some of the national news to start off the show today with my special guest co-host, who's going to be more of an interviewee today, given that he worked in federal law enforcement for a very long time. It's, of course, former U.S. Attorney for the Eastern District of Wisconsin, Jim Santel, host of the amazing show, Amicus, a law review that you can find across the Civic Media Radio Network on Saturdays from 9 to 11. At the top of the 5 o'clock hour, I'm going to be joined by my Civic Media colleague, Gray Gunderson, for this week's installment of Your Neck of the Woods. We're going to ask Gray what folks in his neck of the woods have been saying about the state's biennial budget and about the big, brutal bill. And we'll also do some fun stuff that isn't politics with Gray at 5 o'clock. And don't worry, we've got Ask Maggie for you at 5:30. And Terry Barr is going to be joining us to close out the show for what's good local and overlooked in Wisconsin this week. So we got a stacked show for you. Let's get right into it. And again, folks, we're going to have, it is Free Ticket Friday. We are back in the saddle with Free Ticket Friday after the July 4th weekend. We're going to have some tickets to give away to a very special baseball game. You're going to want to stay tuned. I'm going to be dropping that word to win before this hour is up. I may even do it in this very segment, but you're going to want to stay tuned because, yes, it is Free Ticket Friday in this, the 4 o'clock hour. These are tickets for the July 13th game. That's this weekend versus the Washington Nationals. I'm going to be going to the game against the Nationals tonight. Of course, the Brewers only two games back behind those dastardly Chicago Cubs, who will be teeing off against the New York Yankees tonight. Folks, by Sunday, if things break correctly, the Brewers could technically be tied or leading the division. So this is a great game for you to win some free tickets for. Again, it's going to be tickets for the Brewers versus the Nationals this Sunday, July 13th. That's a 1:10 start. So get that Civic Media app downloaded. Get your thumbs ready to type in the word to win via that app. You're going to text that in via the app. And again, you're going to be qualified to win those tickets for this weekend, Sunday game at 1:10 here at AmFan Field in Milwaukee. But Jim, big, big news. Some, I'm going to call it pretty groundbreaking reporting by Adam Goldman from the New York Times, that apparently the FBI, under the direction of Director Cash Patel and Deputy FBI Director Dan Bongino, has been loyalty testing very senior FBI officials across all field offices. And there's 55 field offices across the country. Now, we know that they've been generally loyalty testing people and asking folks questions about their support of Donald Trump and his administration. We know that they've pushed out prosecutors that were involved in the January 6th prosecutions. We know that a lot of people have resigned and left. But this is new. This is not a polygraph for the purposes of ensuring that people are loyal to our country for purposes of security clearances, top secret and eyes only, et cetera, those sorts of security clearances. No. These aren't polygraphs designed to do that. These are polygraphs where they're asking people if they've ever said anything negative about either Director Patel or Deputy Director Bongino. They're asking people if they've made fun of them. Things like that, which, Jim, is so ridiculously unusual, outrageous, and a complete misuse of law enforcement assets. You want to talk about fraud, waste, and abuse?
Yes,
like this,
there it is.
This would pop to mind.
All right.
You worked with the FBI. Those are the police officers, if you will, to your analogy as a prosecutor. Most people think of the cops and the district attorneys. Well, the FBI is the version of the cops on the federal level, and the DA version on the federal level was what you did, Jim, as an as a U.S. attorney. So you've worked with FBI agents for a long time. How unusual is this?
All those words and more, my friend Maggie. And again, adjectives fail me. Let's begin with one of those things that you identified. Polygraphs. All right. They've got some limited purposes for investigative reasons. If you really want to assess the accuracy and the integrity, if you will, of a cooperating witness, if there's something you want to confirm. It's also to be noted along the way, drop a footnote here, that polygraphs can also be overcome, and they're not the perfect design, right, for determining whether somebody is telling the truth or not. But the principal point here is not for this purpose, ever, ever, ever inside law enforcement. It's got its place, not for this. What are we doing here that we're now decided that we're going to reach out to all the special agents in charge and other leadership around the nation? And again, as you said, determine what kinds of things have you said about the director? To what governmental purpose is any of that designed? Where are we going with it? Well, presumably we're going with this to fire them, presumably, or put them administrative leave. We are literally, to use my president's term, this is now the witch hunt, right? And we are confident. We are confident that we've got people out there who are not fully supportive of every last thing that the director says, and will not bring to the table. Frankly, this is usually a good thing, right? Let's bring some discussion about opposing views. That's a good thing inside of law enforcement. We don't want any of that. We're going to ferret that out. We're going to find out who you are, what you've been doing. And the American people should be asking not only a bad use of investigative resources, but time resources. What are we doing here in terms of advancing the safety and security of the American population? Nothing at all. It is shocking. And again, I wish desperately that we had a Congress that could do some oversight on this. And one day maybe we'll get that back. This is the kind of thing that should have members of Congress from both sides of the parties have with their hair on fire. It will not do that. But the American public should be shocked and outraged that your FBI, responsible for keeping us safe and secure, is doing this kind of thing.
Folks, that is Jim Santel, host of Amicus from 9 to 11 across the Civic Media Radio Network. Jim, of course, speaks of direct personal knowledge. He worked with the FBI, with agents on the ground every day while he was the U.S. attorney for the Eastern District of Wisconsin. The man knows of what he speaks. And Jim, as I understand it from, again, this is reporting today from, first published late yesterday by the New York Times, the article written by Adam Goldman. My understanding is not just, hey, do you disagree with X, Y, and Z policy? This is, have you made fun of these people? Have you effectively talked smack? And here is what I find absolutely ludicrous about this. For every single year of the Biden administration, and dating back to the first Trump administration, neither Mr. Patel nor Mr. Bongino were involved with the FBI. In other words, they weren't employed by the FBI at that time. And throughout these past 8+ years, in various ways, shapes, and form, especially Mr. Bongino on his podcast, but Mr. Patel in other mediums as well, in a book that he published, literally have been attacking the FBI, saying that the entire department needs to be shut down. Mr. Bongino has argued on his podcast that every single person that works for the FBI should be fired and replaced, its duties absorbed by other federal departments. And so, Jim, it is utterly stupid for these two guys to be, I don't know, surprised that people that work in this agency that they've derided for nearly a decade, that they've impugned the integrity of every single one of their coworkers for nearly a decade, might have some negative things to say about them. Of course people will, you dolts. Right. And that's not talking crap about your boss is not a crime. Right. It's not even a fireable offense. Right. There's no FBI policy about this. There's no cultural norm, because let's be honest. And in fact, the very last line in Mr. Goldman's piece in the New York Times today is this: who hasn't complained about their boss? Right. One former FBI official mused. You and I have led departments.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I know the people that work for me talked smack about me. Right. There's some things not to like, I would think, about me as a boss. I didn't think people were unfit to do their jobs, because they might not personally like me, because they might make fun of me, or mostly because they might disagree with a decision that I've made. I certainly wouldn't seek to fire someone or submit them to a polygraph to ensure their personal loyalty to me?
To discover whether or not you passed around any memes that make fun of Jim Santel or Maggie Dawn, that sort of thing, right? Right. Again,
my goodness. This
reflects so badly on the department and Kash Patel and Bongino. In that context, again, they've plainly never been in a supervisory position like this, where you want to encourage people, maybe not to send around things that are while we're working and diverting you from your work, but you want to have people who look at you and from time to time do, in fact, say, you know what, Jim, I think you're wrong about that. Let's talk through it. That is a healthy environment. They understand nothing about that. To your first point, absolutely. We have got, and let me get on my soapbox about the wonderful nature of the great majority. I'm talking 99% of FBI agents and, frankly, federal employees generally. Are those folks out there probably should go from time? Sure, there are. But the great majority of them are civil servants. They wake up every morning. They go into work to do our work as representatives of the government and in service to America. They are committed to their jobs. Every single FBI agent could make a whole lot more money in the private sector. You know this,
no
right?
No kidding.
Right?
Yes.
They could be doing all kinds of things. They're there because they took an oath to the Constitution, to all of us, candidly, to do this work because they want to be there and they want to make this work well. They want to be successful. The notion, again, that for the past decade, they have been on the receiving end of this endless criticism saying they're all incompetent, they're all corrupt, they all need to go. Of course they're going to respond badly to that because, number one, it's not true. Number two, it derides their integrity and suggests that everything that they're about is wrong. And frankly, you don't need to do polygraph tests. You know it's happened because of what that is Bongino and Kash Patel, have prompted. What they have basically asked for. Let's get on with the work of the FBI and do some real serious work here instead of spending resources and time tracking down these folks who certainly have been critical. No problem with that at all, right?
855-752-4842. What do you think of all this? What do you make of this? 855-75-CIVIC. And I am loath to make this connection, but I'm going to do it anyways. Apparently, Dan Bongino didn't show up for work today, took a personal day after this story dropped yesterday. And we know that the entire MAGAverse is basically losing its freaking mind over the Epstein files and Pam Bondi and apparently Kash Patel saying, oh yeah, nothing to see here, folks. And in fact, Todd Blanche, who was one of Donald Trump's former criminal defense attorneys, has said, oh yeah, Kash Patel and Dan Bongino, they're on board with what Bondi's saying. There's nothing to see here. We're going to talk about that connection and the upset, the resignations, and maybe one more resignation that's being broken just this hour by CNN. Keep it locked. Jim and I continue this discussion and take your calls on the other side. 855-752-4842. The implosion at the FBI. Can the FBI keep America safe? Keep it locked right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.